Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have missed the emotion. I've missed the drama. You know, this chick digs the drama. I've definitely missed the pitcher's duels. That's my favorite part. There's so much I've missed about baseball. And I will admit that I was in the mindset of Taylor Swift. We are never, ever, ever getting back together. I was willing to forgive maybe down the road, but I wasn't feeling it, baseball, until Wednesday night. Now, I started to get more cautiously optimistic. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, on Wednesday night, I was biking. And I was just thinking how great it would be to have a baseball game to watch or to listen to, and how much I missed it, and how much I couldn't wait for my entire evening routine to be turned upside down. How many months I've spent preparing for radio shows with no team sports to watch, and then soccer returned, and that was great. Quiet, eerie, but great. And here we go with Major League Baseball 2020, a doubleheader. Mere hours from now, 14 hours to be exact. We've waited a long time through no fault of our own. There are many emotions coursing through my veins. And I've been asking you over the last several hours, what songs appropriately capture your emotions as baseball is on the verge of starting up its 2020 campaign, but not just baseball, the NBA. First four exhibition games on Wednesday. The NHL is days away from starting, and it's two hub cities. NFL training camps, they're still working out the final details, but guys are reporting to begin their intake testing. It's all happening! And so you know what song I feel like appropriately describes the way I feel? Oh, there are many Backstreet Boys songs that I could use, but I'll save those for a little bit later. How about Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine? That's what I feel like on this Thursday. That's what I felt like on Wednesday evening when I finally decided, screw it. I am not containing my emotions anymore. I am not holding them back. I'm not keeping my excitement, my enthusiasm bottled up. No, I'm going to let it out. And I'm going to dance around and get excited, because how many times during the course of the spring did I wonder, maybe you did too, if we would see sports at all in 2020, and how many radio shows I would have to do without having team sports to talk about? And, you know, we've done the shows. They've been great, most of them. I'm pleasantly surprised that the last 4.5 months have passed and that our radio show has continued to chug along. The little engine that could, if you don't mind. But it's so much more fun when there are sports that we actually get to talk about. It's so much more fun, and it's so much more exciting, and it's so much more dramatic. And so many of you get engaged as well. And I appreciate the support over the last 4.5 months. But that's not why I got into the business. I got into the business because I love the games. I love the events. I love them unfolding in real time and being able to talk about them afterwards. So peeps, on this Thursday morning, I am walking on sunshine. What song appropriately captures your emotions? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. If you want to be doomy and gloomy, that's fine too. I did open it up and ask you what song. Like I said, there are many boy band songs that we could use. Like this one, Don't Want You Back. That's from the Backstreet Boys. Quit playing games with my heart. How about that one? That one's perfect. Anyway, you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Rocket Mortgage. See how excited I am? I can't even speak. Live from the Rocket Mortgage. At least you know it's not tape delayed. By Quicken Loan Studios, when you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mookie Betts doesn't play one game that counts in Dodger Blue and already has a contract to stay at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles with what he believes is a core that can be a force to be reckoned with, that should remain a World Series contender, and in his opinion, should be a World Series champ very soon.
The talent up all up and down, the minor leagues, the front office, everybody in the front office from the owner on down. I mean, everybody's amazing. You know, I think this organization is a well-oiled machine, and, you know, I love it, and I'm super, super excited to be a part of it for the next 12, 13 years, however many years it is. And, I mean, like I said, got to bring some rings back to L.A. for sure.
Today's obviously a very exciting day for the Dodgers organization, as well as all of our incredible fans. Yeah, I think when you're making an investment of this magnitude, you're not just betting on the player's ability, you're also betting on the person. And with that, we couldn't be more comfortable to make that bet than on Mookie Betts.
That's the voice of Andrew Friedman, Dodgers president, who pulls off this brilliant move. They were able to convince Mookie that Los Angeles is the right place for him, essentially for the rest of his career. And when they made the trade with Boston, it was Alex Verdugo and a couple of prospects. They made the trade with Boston in the wintertime. Friedman says they started negotiating with Mookie's camp in March, even before everything was shut down because of the pandemic. And they were hoping that they would convince him over the course of the 2020 season, except it didn't even require that. I mean, it required the first half of 2020, but 12 years, $365 million in new money. That's what the extension is worth. It's more than Mike Trout's new money with his contract extension. This is a guy who right now is 27 years old. Another year, or 2020, is still left on his contract. It's a perfect synergy. He's 27 and he's making $27 million in 2020. Oh, wouldn't it be cool if that was the case? If that was the rule, that was the rule that we could apply to our careers. Yeah, it's not quite that simple. He's 27 years old. If you throw on the 12-year extension, that would get him to age 40. Who knows if he's still playing? But let's be honest. If the Dodgers win a couple World Series and Mookie Betts is the centerpiece, if he continues the production that he's had over the last 4 years, if you just look at the 4 years, in Boston, of course, because he hasn't played a game yet in Dodger Blue. At least 100 runs, 40 doubles, and 20 homers in four consecutive seasons, not to mention the gold gloves in all four campaigns. He is a multifaceted star on both sides of the ball. Haha, that's a football thing. He's a multifaceted star, offensively and defensively. His consistency has been there. He's considered one of the best all-around players in baseball, of course. He's a leadoff hitter who's got the mix of power and speed. A guy who can set the table, who can come around to score, but can also move runners himself. Of course, cause fits for opposing pitchers. And so he's the total package. Worth the money. Market value. And right now is the only Dodger that is signed past 2024. So that part is also fascinating. The financial flexibility is there for the Dodgers. They've got their own MVP in Cody Bellinger. but he becomes a free agent, or he's due to hit free agency. He may not. They may end up keeping him in-house like they did with Mookie before he ever hits free agency. But Bellinger would be up in 2023. Walker Buehler would be up in 2024. Other than that, they have no financial commitments beyond 2022. And so they can look at this young core, which includes guys like Corey Seager. They can look at these guys, Gavin Lux, another one. They really like Dustin May, another young pitcher. And they can plot out how they want to pay them, how they want to keep them together. But when Mookie says you look around and the talent is, it's unmistakable. It's not just on the field. It's the guys that are in the system, in the farm system. And so he calls it a no-brainer. And, of course, the Dodgers front office did as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. His attitude, his perspective, the way that he views himself, he's obviously a guy that you can build around, but he's not worried about being the center of attention. And that fits great with LA as well because of the number of stars they've got.
I am who I am. I don't want to be any more than who I am. And, you know, if it's setting an example, then it's setting an example. And if it's, you know, just kind of falling in line, then it's falling in line. And so I'm not really overly concerned with having to step in and be a leader now. I'm here to win some rings, bring some rings back to LA. And that's all I'm focused on.
I'm here to win some rings. And of course, he's got one of those, which means that he's got something over on the Dodgers clubhouse, or at least something that he can share with them. That was the 2018 World Series, Red Sox at the expense of the Dodgers. That was the year he won the MVP. I just think it's perfect to get it out of the way. It's exactly a best case scenario for both the Dodgers and for Mookie himself to get this done, signed, sealed, and delivered before they go into these uncharted waters in 2020.
It's obviously a special day. It's kind of what I've been working for my whole life. My family has been a part of this. My parents have been a part of this. Everybody's been a part of this whole thing. And this is the day that we've been dreaming about. And for it to come true is definitely a blessing. Super happy to be a part of this organization for the rest of my career. And, this is just an amazing, amazing opportunity that I'll never forget.
I think he's walking on sunshine as well. And you could probably apply that to Andrew Friedman, maybe Dave Roberts, the other guys in the Dodgers clubhouse who know that Mookie Betts is part of their core, and one that certainly can get them closer to their goals, the goal that they've held out there now and have come so close to in two of the last 3 years. And they're working on a run now, it's near Patriots-like, of seven consecutive division titles. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. You've also got Twitter and Facebook. What song? I don't care what genre. I don't care what era. We've had songs that go back to the 50s and 60s, and one guy got upset. Not upset, but he was a little surprised that I didn't know the song that he was talking about from the 60s. Actually, Bob Uecker did the same thing to me. I did not remember the show Welcome Back, Cotter, because I didn't watch it, except I did remember that the star had curly hair somehow. Don't ask me how I remember that. But I didn't know the theme song or who wrote it, who performed it. But that was his song, was Welcome Back. And I think that while we are pleased to welcome baseball back, for the most part, many of you seem like you're excited as well, there's still a little trepidation about whether or not they'll get through a full season. I mean, that's an obvious question, and one that won't be answered until we march through it. It's been the same story in 2020. We don't know until we actually get there. I think that's pretty appropriate for the Toronto Blue Jays, too, is it not? I mean, they are right now living out a microcosm of what 2020 has been like. Question upon question upon question, no answer. And when you think you know, all of a sudden, the deck gets reshuffled, and you don't know. So here they were, set to play at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, share that stadium with the Pirates, which is great. Pittsburgh authorities were on board, but at the last second, the Pennsylvania governor nixed it. And so now what? The Blue Jays are still without a home, and their search continues. Longtime baseball executive Jim Bowden on CBS Sports HQ.
I'm surprised they didn't want to help a neighbor and help a friend. So that was kind of, it was interesting because the city of Pittsburgh was all for it. The Pirates were for it. And the governor of Pennsylvania nixed it. A surprising move. Now, look, if you're sitting there with Toronto, here are the options they've told me. Number one, they could play Road Warrior and just play every team at the other team's ballpark. That would be really tough on the team in terms of travel. They have talked to the Orioles about sharing Camden Yards for many of their home games. Maybe take a couple of stadiums and share at a couple of stadiums. Buffalo is still an option, their AAA affiliate. Dunedin, their spring training complex, is also an option yet. They don't have a lot of time to make this decision here. I personally would like to see them in Buffalo, where they can just be in one spot and everybody can go there. But it sounds like the players want to play in major league parks. They've told that to Mark Shapiro, the president, and he's been trying to accommodate them. So we'll just have to wait and see where this plays out. But certainly it was a stunning, surprising, even shocking event today.
It's Jim Bowden on CBS Sports HQ on Wednesday. Yeah, it was surprising. In fact, I sat here in this chair 24 hours ago and talked about how the Blue Jays would be sharing PNC Park because it seemed like it was a done deal. It was until the governor of Pennsylvania sunk his teeth into the problem. And that's a unique challenge in 2020. Sports are not operating autonomously. No, they are subject to the mandates and the decisions by the various governors. And how often have we seen that? Yes, the governor is, well, theoretically, the governor of any given state is taking into account the advice of medical professionals, the advice of his own team of people who are around him and ones that, you know, have been assigned to look into the numbers and the spread of the virus or the curbing of the virus and every other way to squash the problem and to address the problem. But ultimately, the governors are the ones who are making the decisions. And just like the Canadian federal government shutting down the Blue Jays using Rogers Center, in this case, the governor of Pennsylvania decided that's not what he wanted. And so he was the one who had the final say. And the Blue Jays are still trying to figure out what they do, even as we are now closing in on baseball's opening night. Now, they do not play or are not scheduled to play on Thursday, but they are supposed to be playing on Friday. Thankfully, they open on the road, so that's good news. Well, they're going to be on the road the entire 2020. So I'll tell you what, we had a caller earlier who said something about how if the Dodgers win the World Series, people are going to point at them and say it's not legit. And I responded with, people are going to say that about whoever wins the World Series in 2020, that it's not real, it's not fair, la, la, la. But the fact is, every team is on the same level playing field, except the Blue Jays. They will not be on the same level playing field. So if they win the World Series, well, that is beyond legit. What song appropriately describes or captures your emotions as we get ready to start baseball in 2020? But not just baseball, basketball on the court with scrimmages, some of them in a ballroom, who cares? How do you feel about sports right now? Give me a song that, in fact, describes your emotions perfectly.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I love this song so much. It takes me back to when I was a kid. And quick story, and I swear I won't belabor the point, but I have a little brother, not my little brother Matthew, who's actually 6'5 and bigger than me, but a little brother. His name is Dean, and he was born when I was 16. And so I used to sing Walkie on Sunshine. It would be one of those ones that I'd have on my Walkman. I know it was yellow too, yellow headphones and everything. And he would hear me singing it, and he would say to me, "Amy, you can't walk on sunshine." So I used to sing it at the top of my lungs, and my little brother would make fun of me and laugh. Well, he wouldn't make fun of me. He'd laugh at me, and he'd dance around, and then he would explain to me in his patient little voice that you can't walk on sunshine. "Sure you can," I would tell him. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, Barry says, "Welcome to the jungle." Oh, yeah, that is extremely appropriate. What is a song that captures your emotions as we get back to team sports? In addition to soccer, we have had men's and women's soccer now for a few weeks, but we've got baseball starting on this Thursday night. We've got NBA scrimmages going on, the NHL soon to follow. I'm telling you, give me 9 days and you'll be inundated by games that matter, games that count. So Twitter or on Facebook. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Barry, who's listening in Canada. What part of Canada, Barry?
Well, officially St. Catharines, which is 10 minutes away from Niagara Falls. So I feel more comfortable mentioning Niagara Falls. So if I okay. could talk to Niagara Falls, when was the last time you were in Niagara Falls, Canada?
I have not been to Niagara Falls. It's probably I was, in my 20s. Oh, no, I take that back. I went not that long. So maybe a decade ago. So not that long ago. I took the boat. I did the ferry thing and got all completely soaked. It was awesome.
Okay, so really quick on Niagara Falls, are you a craft beer fan or a wine fan?
I'm not really a drinker, no.
Okay, anyways, I was just going to say, if you ever make it down to Niagara Falls, it's wine country and craft beer country. So, okay, so let's get to songs first of all. First song that naturally came to mind was Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones.
That one works.
And if I could put a quick fix into an up-and-coming Canadian country singer, his name's Tim Hicks from St. Catharines, where I'm from. He sings a song called Here Comes the Thunder. It's a great song. I hope you checked it out. And now if I could move forward to sports real quick. It's cool that all the sports are coming back. And before I talk about sports, we have a professional basketball league over here in Canada called the Canadian Elite Basketball League. Have you heard of that?
Nope.
Okay, anyways, well, get this. Starting this Saturday for 3 weeks in my hometown of St. Catharines, it's called the Canadian Elite Basketball League. 7 teams from Canada, Saskatchewan, Vancouver, Ottawa, and whatnot. And you got 7 Canadians on each team and 3 Americans. And it's going to be broadcast on cbcsports.com. So if you don't get enough basketball, make sure you check it out. I got season tickets and I can't even go, so I'm a little bit peeved off about that. But something to think about. So let's move forward now to the professional sports here. All of them are coming back at the same time, which is cool. It's good to see them all coming back. But step one is I used to be a big baseball fan. Like I used to love baseball. And right now, if you really want me to be honest, I'll give it a 0 out of 10. But I want to give it a 10 out of 10. There's so many changes that need to be made to that game, but I don't think they listen to the casual fan. But here's one idea right here. I'll just give you one idea and tell me what you think. Are you ready?
Yeah, I've got nowhere to go, man.
Okay, so here, picture this. Picture me pitching to you and you're the back catcher. So I throw the pitch to you and the umpire goes strike one. I stay on the mound, the back catcher throws it to me, and a 15-second time clock starts. So right there, speed up the game with a 15-second time clock. None of this stepping off and stepping on. None of bringing the manager. And, you know, like maybe when a guy goes to steal or whatever, you know, maybe give him 2 throws over there and that's it. Like the game could be so good. And even if every pitcher, like this really gets to me. Like these pitchers, you got your starters. You got the whole world to choose from. And all you ever hear is, we need starting pitchers. You got the whole world to choose from. Why can't you find starting pitcher? It really peeves me off. And secondly, you got these guys that pitch 3 innings, and they can't do the job half the time. And you got these guys that pitch 1 inning, which I'm a fan of, actually. I like these guys that pitch 1 inning. I mean, maybe down the road, if it was a perfect world or whatever, I'd like to see, maybe nobody pitch more than 2 innings or something like that. But I want to become a baseball fan again. And Amy, I love your show. And
thank you, sir.
Go Syracuse Orange. And I'll talk to you. I'll keep listening to you. Thanks.
Thanks, Barry. Wow. I mean, I guess I'm just happy to see baseball back. I don't even really care about the quality or the pace of the play. And I swear, if the commissioner, Rob Manfred, who is willing to die on the pace of play hill, even says one peep in 2020 about pace of play, especially when we're going to have runners on second base in extra innings, which is just gross. We've introduced the universal DH. Of course, now they have gone and circled back to the idea of expanding the playoffs. So don't know yet if that's going to happen, but it is on the table. Apparently, they would have to agree on that before the first pitch, which obviously comes up in a few hours. So there may be an announcement between now and the start of Yankees and Nationals. But Barry is going way deep. I'm just thankful. I don't even care, again, what the quality is. And I've already instituted a new rule for 2020, new house rule. No freaking complaining. None of it. I don't care if the officials are the worst you've ever seen, which in the NFL, they're not going to get any work until week one. I don't care if the score is 6-5. That would be bad. I mean, it would be bad. Okay. But we're not going to complain. We are going to be thrilled that football is on the field. You're not allowed to call me up. I will hang up on you so fast if you start to moan about the quality of the sports in 2020. Zip it. What song, though, appropriately describes your emotions as we get set to welcome baseball back? It's going to be so cool to see the Nationals. Although weird that they are celebrating a World Series title. Now, I know the franchise has indicated that they won't really do a celebration until they can have fans in the stands. But they better not do a banner-raising ceremony or unveiling a banner unveiling and have fake crowd noise. No. Negative, Ghost Rider. That is not allowed. That will be weird. It's going to take some adjusting. But like I said, no complaining. We do enough of that in 2020 about everything else.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Did we ever think this song was, let me borrow the Anthony Davis word, dope? Did we ever think this song was dope? Just admit it, Dave, did you think this was dope?
I haven't really liked this song. And when my kids found out that it was the actor, Mark Wahlberg, because they've seen a bunch of his movies, they were like, no, you're making this up. I'm like, no. And I showed them and now they believe me.
Oh, so funny. But that is a song that many of you have suggested. Oh, hysterical. We're asking you for songs or song titles that appropriately capture your emotions right now as we are sitting here on the morning of the first day of the Major League Baseball season. Finally. So yes, Boys of Summer, The Boys Are Back in Town. All of those songs are great. I like this one from Jamie on Facebook, Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue by Toby Keith. That's also another one that's really appropriate. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. I'm glad you're enjoying this topic as much as we are. I know you don't need me to be singing the songs. That's the whole point of having the music. 855-212-4227, our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. Did you know? Right now, Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. It's on top of what Geico can already save you. What are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Let's talk to Brian, who's in California. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Amy. I love your show, and you're the best.
Thank you.
I've had this song on my mind all day. It's by Queen, The Show Must Go On.
There you go. And you know what? It's true about these major leagues, these team sports, because they're just willing to spend whatever money it takes to try to get that money back. And believe it or not, they are actually going to make some money. Now, they may not break even, but that's the whole point. If they were going to lose their shirts on this deal, they wouldn't even bother.
Yeah, but it's nice just to get them back.
I agree.
I'm happy just to watch them. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Brian. Good to talk to you. Charlie is listening in Ohio. Charlie, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Amy. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
I got a song. We're going to go Varsity Blues soundtrack. There Goes My Hero by Foo Fighters. I wanted to help out the Dodgers fan who called earlier and was like concerned that there might be an asterisk attached to the World Series this year. As a Reds fan, we claim one of the most controversial World Series of all time, the 1919 World Series with the Black Sox scandal happened, and we proudly claim that title. And also, to help that guy out, we've got one of the best pitching staffs in the league, so we'll go ahead and just win this year also, and he won't have to worry about it because we're totally fine with any strings attached. We'll take the trophy. So thanks, Amy. Have a good day.
You're willing to put him out of his misery and say it won't be a problem.
Yep.
Don't worry about something before it actually happens. That's a waste of time. Yeah, you know what? This is going to be a crapshoot. All bets are off. I mean, I really do mean that. I know that's a gambling term. But, man, you have to be willing to part with your money to put any kind of action down on the 2020 season because it's so different than anything we've seen. You know, we use the open. We have these different opens we use at the top of the hour to reintroduce the show when we come back from a break. And one of our opens is with the music from The Natural and then also center field, the whole put me in coach that many of you are referencing. But that particular open features me saying it's a marathon, not a sprint. Well, that's typical. But 2020, what do we know about 2020? It is anything but typical. 855-212-4227. I like that we have had so many different genres and groups and artists represented. Matthew on Facebook, Paradise by the Dashboard Light with Meatloaf. Let's see. Ken, he's not on board. He says, hit the road, Jack. I can hear the hook in my head, but I don't know who it's by. And so there are some of you that are still grousing and don't think they should return. Sanford says the ball of confusion with the Temptations. Don, anticipation with Carly Simon. Let's see. Daryl says finally by CC Peniston. And then he says, Google that song. And he's yelling at me because he's writing in all caps. And Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a really good one. Let's talk to Jerry, who's in Michigan. Welcome to After Hours. Good morning, Jerry. Jerry.
Show.
Hey.
Hey, I got a song for you. Fleetwood Mac, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Yesterday is gone.
I don't know many people that want to relive yesterday or the day before that or the day before that.
Yeah, it's a great song. I thought it was pretty fitting.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Jer.
All right. Thanks for taking my call. See ya.
855-212-4227. A few of your submissions on Twitter. I've seen this one a bunch, but Happy by Pharrell. That one has definitely been suggested a bunch too. I love that song. It's also on my running playlist. Let's see. William on Twitter says The Hard Rain's Gonna Fall by Bob Dylan. And then let's see. Daniel is amending the name of a song. And he says, with the return of baseball during this pandemic, I got 99 problems, but a pitch ain't one. Oh, I actually amended that song myself. I got 99 problems, but Twitter ain't one. That's something that you'll hear dropped on this show every now and then. Yeah, these are good ones. I love your suggestions. Phil on Twitter says, how far we've come, Matchbox 20. Andy says, Wild Thing, Go Tribe. A bunch of Yankees fans have pointed to Enter Sandman, of course, which was the song iconic, really, because of Mariano Rivera. Brad on Twitter, In the End from Linkin Park. And he goes on to say, because in the end, it doesn't even matter if we can't finish the seasons. There's one in every crowd. How about this one from Daryl? He's also amending the name of the song, Take This Game and Shove It. Ooh. He sounds like the life of the party. Let's talk to Teddy, who's in Milwaukee. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. First-time caller.
Cool.
I started working 5:30 to 4, and I found you on the radio, and I enjoy the show.
Great. We're glad to keep you company.
I want to piggyback off your no complaining. You know, right, like athletes and owners make a lot of money, but I am thankful that I have sports back. And I just want to say, you know, people, be good, be positive, and just embrace every day and embrace what we have and be thankful and be blessed. You know, this is great that we have sports back. I'm a huge Wisconsin sport fan, and my hockey team is the New York Rangers. So I'm a Bucks Brewers, Go Pack Go, and LGR for life. And thanks, Amy. God bless.
All right, Teddy. I like his optimism. We need that every morning, especially considering that that man had to wake up to be at work at 5:30 in the morning, Wisconsin time. I often ask my Grammy. So my Grammy is in Wisconsin. That's where the tie comes in. She sometimes has sleeping problems, and I often ask her, Grammy, how did you sleep? You know, when I call her on the phone. And she also lives in an assisted living facility, and so the workers come in and check on them. And sometimes it's 7 o'clock in the morning, Grammy's still in bed. Maybe she stayed up late working on a puzzle. Her puzzle table is right next to her bed. And when she can't sleep, she'll flip on the light and she'll work on the puzzle. So I'll ask her, how did you sleep? Were you awake? And sometimes, you know, I'll ask her, did you wake up when, you know, the worker came in to check on you? And sometimes she'll tell me, yeah, I slept until 8 o'clock. I slept in because I was still awake at 2 a.m. and I was working on the puzzle. And I'll tell her, Grammy, I was already doing my radio show for an hour. You could have turned on the radio and listened to me. She's never heard me live. She's only heard me on a podcast or on tape. But I keep telling her, if you're going to stay awake, you might as well just tune into the radio show and you can hear your favorite granddaughter. I mean, I call myself her favorite granddaughter. I suppose there are other granddaughters in the running. JT is listening in California. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio, JT.
Yeah, there's a song from a band called Poco called You'd Better Think Twice. This is all going to be fun and games and really nice and terrific until, God forbid, one of them actually gets it or sends it to their family and things don't work out quite so well.
Well, I think that's already happened. I mean, we're seeing a bunch of athletes test positive. And in case, like, let's just say Andrew Whitworth, that's a good example. I mean, they got it from a nanny, it sounds like, but he and his wife both tested positive and four of their children. There were other family members that also had the virus. And so, you're right. That is a definite possibility. The thing is, the testing is critical. And so I'll say this. I honestly believe these athletes and those who are part of the sports industry right now are in a better situation than average American Jane and Joe because they're getting tested on a regular basis. I mean, we're talking about every other day, if not every day, JT. I mean, that puts them a step above in terms of catching it and preventing a spread far more than what most of us have access to.
Well, you are right. It is an entertainment, and I look forward to baseball just like any other fan. Just don't like the idea of, I used to enjoy football too until you realize that these guys were getting their brains beaten out for a clear, well-lighted place for me to eat nachos on a Sunday.
Well, come on, all right. I appreciate that you love it as entertainment, JT, but that's far too simplistic. You know that the NFL, first of all, they sign up to do this. In fact, they want to do this. So it is their choice. It's not like anyone's making them. And they now full well know the risks. Maybe they didn't decades ago, and that's unfortunate. The NFL bears that responsibility. But in addition to it being entertainment for us, it's also, in the case of the NFL, close to a $20 billion a year industry. We're talking about corporate sponsors and so many hundreds of thousands of people whose jobs and livelihoods depend upon sports, hotels, restaurants, PR people, those who clean the stadiums, those who take care of the grounds. I mean, there are a lot of jobs that rely on sports. So yeah, we think of it as entertainment and why is it necessary? And maybe it's not, except it's a paycheck to those people who've been waiting for sports to return because that's how they earn a living.
Well, and you are, again, right. But the fact of the matter is, when these guys signed up to play games and stuff like that, they didn't sign up to contract an illness either.
They know the risks, though, and they are allowed to opt out. They can opt out with no repercussions except losing the paycheck, which, come on, there have been millions of Americans who have lost their paycheck this year. So we've seen some of them decide they want to opt out. They don't have to play.
Well, you know, again, we can debate this, and I hope like the heck that I am absolutely wrong and this is all going to work out and everybody's going to have a really good time with it. I'm just simply saying somebody has to pay for this at some point down the way, and I hope the price is a very small one.
All right. I agree with you there. I hope that they have done enough to be able to mitigate as much of the risk as possible. There's always risk involved. But I believe the testing is critical. That's, again, what they have access to and the quick turnarounds that the average American does not. So that's where they're throwing the money at the problem. And in the case of the NBA, $150 million they're putting into this bubble. And so that, again, that puts them ahead of the game where many of us don't have that same access.
Well, again, from your mouth to God's ears, let's hope you're right and I'm wrong.
Very often. JT, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much for listening in California. Good to have you. I do understand the risks, and I'm not minimizing them. I'm only telling you that we're all at risk right now when we leave our homes for the virus, obviously. But the difference for these athletes, and not just the athletes, but the travel parties, anybody who's associated with the return of sports, is that they have the access to testing regularly, and the results far more quickly than many of us do in society. For those of you who maybe live in an area where you can only get a test if you are showing symptoms. I mean, that's not what we're talking about with these athletes. They're getting tested almost every day, if not every other day, but certainly on game days. They're in a situation where they know before they step on the field, the court, the ice, if they have the virus. Now, yes, there's always a margin for error, but that's where you have the multiple tests. Zion Williamson, for instance, he's left the NBA bubble because he had a family emergency. Every single day, he's getting tested while he's gone, because if he doesn't get tested, then the quarantine is much longer when he returns to Orlando. I mean, these guys have to go through very specific daily health and safety protocols. They are agreeing to jump through every single hoop that has been set up for them because they want to return. They want to play. And I agree with Greg Popovich. The bubble in Orlando is one of the safest places to be right now. Do you know they've gone through testing since they've gotten into the bubble, since they've created the bubble? There's no hole yet. Every test has come back negative since they created this bubble, which is huge. You want to use the PGA Tour as an example. They're not in a bubble. Do you know they have managed just a handful of tests in 7 weeks of events? They've only had a handful of players test positive, and they've managed to mitigate the spread of the virus. So there are ways to do it. I know it sounds scary, and of course there is risk, but there are ways to do it. And these leagues and these tours can throw money at it like none of us can. Tonight, baseball. Welcome back to the Boys of Summer. Thanks for all your tweets and Facebook messages. Talk to you tonight. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.